Well, aloha. If you're visiting Oahu and ready to take a little time out from the shopping and crowds of Waikiki, then renting a car and taking yourself on a driving tour around the island is an excellent thing to do. And it'll help you get connected to more authentic Hawaiian experiences. Driving in Hawaii is easy. Although you may be surprised that Oahu even has 8-lane freeways. But that said, it doesn't take too long to get into very interesting parts of the island. This one tour includes everything you need to explore all the way around the island. There's no need to purchase additional tours or download anything extra. All touring on the island blends seamlessly together. Here's how we suggest exploring Oahu, and it depends on how much time you have. But a word of advice, it's always best to get an early start. That will allow you to make more stops and see more things. I also recommend the blog articles on my website for more details on how to explore Oahu. Now, most people want to drive all the way around the island, and for sure that's a great thing to do. You have a choice which way to go. You'll have commentary all the way whether you go clockwise or counterclockwise. Since most visitors stay in the Waikiki area, that is the most logical place to start touring. Just drive down the big one-way main street of Waikiki that is called Kalakaua Avenue. As you approach the intersection where the zoo is, the tour will give you a choice. To turn off to start the tour by visiting the North Shore and Dole Plantation first, which is clockwise. Or stay straight to start the tour with Diamond Head and Hanauma Bay and going counterclockwise. No direction is definitely better than the other. But if you really pushed me to decide, I'd say that starting in the Diamond Head direction is just slightly more my favorite. But there is no wrong choice. Starting with Diamond Head, the tour follows the coast to Hanauma Bay, Makapu'u, and on to beautiful Kailua and Lanakai beaches. There are quite a few recommended stops along the way. If you've really taken your time, you can then cut across back to Waikiki using the Pali and stopping at the iconic Pali Lookout on the way. Or continuing around the coastline, recommended stops include the Bioto Inn, Chinaman's Hat, the Polynesian Cultural Center, and the Sea Arch at Laie. Then, crossing the top of the island, there's a series of super fresh shrimp trucks that make an excellent lunch or snack stop. Next, we get to visit the famous surfing beaches of the North Shore, Sunset Beach, Waimea Bay, and Banzai Pipeline. We'll pass through the surfing town of Haleiwa before turning back towards Waikiki via the Dole Plantation if we still have some daylight. There are many more suggested stops than just these, but those are the must-see places. And of course, you can do the whole thing in reverse if you prefer to start at the North Shore. If you're staying at Ko'olina, where the Disney Aulani Resort is located, or if you want to visit that area, there's commentary all along the H1, which connects Ko'olina to the rest of the tour. If Pearl Harbor is on your wish list, then expect to spend a half a day minimum to visit there. From Waikiki, follow the tour as if starting by driving to the North Shore, and the commentary will talk about Pearl Harbor and then let you know where to exit. There are also some interesting side trips and places to see as we pass through Honolulu. So, there is lots to see, and Guide Along will make sure you don't miss anything. It's easy. Just drive, enjoy the views, and listen to the commentary to help you decide what places are most interesting to you. Aloha!